Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Wednesday afternoon, we do our very, very best here at Lunchtime Live to put a little smile on your face with some good news that's happening here at home and across the world. And Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio today to tell us what's happening. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. It's just we're nicely now, you know, tipping along through
the
summer.
Holiday.
Yeah. End of July, heading into August. Looking forward to that. I think anyone who's a cyclist or, well, pedestrian or anybody out there using the road is going to be thrilled about this.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
This is just great news, Andrea. I think this is hilarious. And it launched today. So it's commuters in Dublin are going to be rewarded for their sound behaviour over the next couple of weeks.
Sound behaviour. So how do you define that?
So I suppose I'm sound badges are said to be handed out to cyclists, pedestrians and drivers who look out for others and prioritise safety. So soundness detectors are going to start being on patrol around the city soon. So like you're looking out for the likes of, I suppose, maybe people who let people cross the road, who are, I suppose, stop in time in traffic and stuff like that, or I suppose you let
cyclists. So if you're jaywalking across red lights or something, you're not getting a sound badge.
I don't think that's very sound, according to these soundness
so
detectors.
So who are the sound detectors?
So it's coming from Dublin City Council. It's a Dublin City Council campaign, and the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ray McAdam, has said, as a city, we're working to make it safer to travel and cleaner and more connected, and these soundness detectors are going to, I suppose, help to do that. And by adding a bit of fun and positivity to the message, I suppose, in that it's being sound, they're encouraging all road users to look out for one another, whatever way you travel, and being sound goes a long way. So I suppose if you're behind someone and someone isn't moving fast through a red light and you blow your horn at them, that isn't sound behaviour. It's, I suppose, taking the time to let someone maybe cross the road, even if the man has gone red, like maybe they're a little bit elderly or they need more time to cross the road. I think the soundness detectors might look out for things like that.
So they have to spot you carrying out this act of soundness.
Yeah, so in my head, I haven't seen them, I haven't been out of the building today, but I see them on the likes of College Green, there's traffic flowing through there, stuff like that, across O'Connell Street Bridge, all there, looking out for people. Like, I look at cyclists all the time and I'm like, geez, I would be so afraid cycling through Dublin City Centre. Yeah. But I suppose it's down to those in buses and vehicles to be sound, to let them out, to let them on their way. But I just think it's a gas way of going about it.
It's mad. And you get an I'm sound badge.
Yeah.
Would you wear the badge?
Well, you see, like, I struggle driving through Dublin City Centre sometimes because I'm used to the Midlands and stuff like that. And I'm like, which lane am I meant to be in? So sometimes I'm actually like looking out for those sound people who are going to let me use the other lane or let me out. So I suppose I would wear it if I was given it, but I don't know if I would be.
I don't know if I don't know if I'd wear the badge now, to be honest. But
there might be a few cyclists around there who might, I suppose, jump on this initiative, because cyclists kind of tend to get a little bit of a badder rap than those using cars and stuff like that. But I think it's a positive message to be putting out to road users.
Well, it's definitely, I mean, any kind of campaign that promotes, you know, better behaviour on the roads can only be a good thing. If you've spotted the I'm sound detectors out there today, let us know where they are. 087 1400 106. Now, this is the story. This is the one story that put a smile on my face this afternoon. I'd love to know what our listeners like to be the voice of this.
Yeah, I apologise to any listeners whose dog is going mad out there at
or
the moment.
Or running to the door.
Yeah, they're running to the door thinking there's someone there. But that is, of course, the sound of Ring, the doorbell, the kind of the camera.
The best invention ever.
I think it's incredible.
Love it.
I don't have one. You have one.
Oh my God. I was actually telling them in the office today, some of them didn't know. So I have it obviously connected, to set up, and then it's connected to Alexa. And I have it connected to the TV. So when you're watching something on TV thing, you know, motion detected at the front door, like,
you
like
know
banner.
Someone's there.
Yeah. I think this thing is genius. I love it.
Yeah. So as you know, like, people will have this all around the country, but Ring is on the hunt for its first ever Irish voice to go behind the Ring video doorbell. So you'll hear like motion detected throughout your home and stuff like that, or you'll see it on your phone. Sometimes people have it connected through there and it'll tell you that there's someone at your door or motion detected. But they want an Irish voice because they've been doing some research and they found that more than 55% of people in Ireland say they love an Irish accent and they love their own accent. And 12% of people say their favourite accent is a Cork accent, while 11% of people say it's a Dublin accent. So if but there
I mean,
is...
I wouldn't have a chance. Well, I mean, I was thinking if Ring's list, if the price is right, I'll do it.
Well,
no problem at all.
What they want you to say... So this is an open call audition.
Oh, so they're going to write the script for me?
So yeah, there's an open call audition and happening around the country.
Trial it now.
So it's we can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now. So this is kind of the original that you might hear at home.
We can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
So not everybody has that feature set up.
Yeah. But
the original feature, I think, is the one that everybody has is...
Yeah, it's
someone
motion
is
detect.
At the front yeah. door, or motion at the front door.
But this one is, I suppose, what they're looking for now in... They're doing open call auditions in August around the country in Galway, Cork and Liffey Valley. They want you to say this line. So if you were auditioning now...
I would say... we'll do the bell, okay? We'll do, this is my proper trial now, right? Well, someone is at the door. Sounds more like a horror movie.
Someone is at the door. And like, it's funny, we were talking about it around the office today as well here, and people were saying, ah, here, leave it out. Someone's at your door.
I know, where would the worst accent for Ring doorbell be?
It'd be so funny in... Like in the Midlands and stuff like that, it'd be like someone's gone around the back because like down the country, no one uses the front
door. Ring the guards, there's someone at the door.
Well, no one goes around the or no one uses the front door in the countryside. And also, they're looking for people who may be able to say it in Irish. So, the Aguetini Featherlin and Dara Oskill, we know her. So, well, look, you could transfer.
Shall we read the script? I mean, they're going to pay me.
Absolutely.
So,
Mahon Point Shopping Centre in Cork on Saturday, the 2nd of August, this weekend, 10 to 7 pm. And then Air Square Centre. Galway the following Saturday the 9th of August and then Sunday the 17th of August in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre. So if you fancy your chances as the voice of Ring, do get down there.
We want to hear from listeners about this afternoon as well. Who do you think would be the perfect Ring doorbell Irish voice? Who would you like to hear telling you there's motion at the front
Justin?
Door at 3 o'clock in the morning? I told Pat earlier he should apply.
Great, because I think people recognise his voice so much. Like, I think you'd want someone that you recognise really, really well. Michael D. Get him
to do it,
yeah. Why not?
087 1400 106. If you're interested in, tell us who you think is the best Ring, who would be the best Irish Ring doorbell voice out there. The pill for men.
Yeah, this is an incredible story that I saw today. And it's found that a new male contraceptive pill has been deemed safe and effective. So we've seen this research kind of come back and forth over the last couple of years. But now Your Choice Therapeutics has developed the first non-hormonal contraceptive for men, which works by blocking the production of protein needed to produce sperm. So it's kind of like we've seen female oral contraception for the past 60 years. Mm. But now this has been tested in British males and it's found to be effective and safe to use. So it's not going to hit the market right now because they kind of still have to run tests and like that. It's kind of in its first stages and it's been deemed so far safe and effective. But like that, it would be just taken orally and when you stop it, it would return to normal.
Okay.
So it's just kind of, it's very
but medics are giving it a positive response
absolutely.
So far.
Yeah,
they
said data published this week shows the drug is tolerated perfectly. And like they said that it should be sent out alongside home testing kits in men when it comes to this kind of different things. But yeah, look, I think it's like, it doesn't alter any hormones. It's kind of so far scientifically safe. And like that, it's helping the burden to go to men as well as women.
Yeah, that it's not all the...
It's not all on the women.
Just leaving it on the women. Okay, right. I want to know what listeners are they. Are you excited about this sequel?
Forever and ever, you stay in my heart and I will love you forever and ever. We never were part of how I love you together. Forever.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Do you remember the original?
Movie.
Yeah,
Julia
Roberts and Dermot Mulroney. And it's one of the ones I always go back to. I love Julia Roberts anyway.
Oh, she's brilliant.
But yeah, it kind of follows Julia Roberts' character as her and her best friend of the years gone by kind of had this secret pact that by the age of 28, if they weren't married, the young, the ripe age of 28, yeah, if they weren't married, that they would marry one another. And they come back into each other's lives, and lo and behold, he has this partner, Cameron Diaz, and she kind of plots to kind of sabotage the wedding and so on and so forth. But Celine Song, who is actually directing the new movie Materialists with Pedro Pascal and Dakota Johnson, and has done Past Lives, which earned her an Oscar nomination just this year, she is kind of in the works to get a sequel for this movie. So I don't know how what it would see happening with Julia Roberts' character. Maybe down the line she did
they'd have
find
to break up or something.
They'd have to break up and maybe end together, because spoiler alert, it didn't all end happy for Julia Roberts, although kind of there was another ending that people were happy about. But anyway, yeah, she has said that it's in the works, and hopefully we'll see it coming down the line soon. But like, I think rom-coms sometimes are better left. Like this one maybe, because it's gone.
It's a bit like 10 Things I Hate About You, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to touch that,
no,
I don't think.
No, just leave them.
Yeah, leave
sometimes
them where they are.
Leave well enough alone. But I would actually go to see that. Now, are you going to this at the weekend?
I did the home and the family maker. I did schoolgirl fantasies.
Oh, yeah, C-Mash, what an incredible artist. And she is actually just doing so much good things. But she's heading to Waterford this weekend to Altogether Now.
Altogether Now. I'm going for the first time.
It's my first time as well, and I'm so excited. Albeit nervous, any listeners that are out there that know I'm from Leash will know that I go to Electric Picnic every year, but I am able to go home.
Yeah.
So it's my first time leaving, like kind of not being able to leave the campsite.
It's your first time, to be honest, really going to a festival.
Yeah,
first time camping.
Okay, I'll
like a regular
that.
Festival.
Yeah, regular festival goer, showering on site, doing the whole shebang. But yes, Altogether Now is coming to the Kermore Estate in Waterford this weekend. Headliners include Fontaines D.C., C-Mash, London Grammar, Wet Leg, Primal Scream.
There's Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado. And do you know what? I was kind of annoyed that Nelly Furtado is so late on the Sunday.
Yeah, she's Sunday night.
Yeah, but also like we've got the likes of Left Field, Groove Armada, Bicep.
I'm performing.
Andrea Gilligan headlining the Go Loud stage.
Yeah,
I'm
5 o'clock on Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday. If you're not there now, there'll be war. You won't be back next Wednesday.
There'll be reasons to be happy. A little reasons to be happy. But it's just so exciting that kind of festival season is in full swing and the weather is looking good. And I think people are now moving to the Altogether Now to be like, this is kind of the little boutique kind of alternative
festival. I'm told it's the mature festival.
It's the mature
I don't know
Electric Picnic now.
I feel about that.
Well,
I love Electric Picnic. I love it.
Me too, absolutely. And I will always, but like this is just, I suppose, something that is maybe doing something a little bit different. And it's a lot smaller than Electric Picnic, so it's a little bit more intimate. So I don't think we'll be going losing anyone and stuff like that. But I am very much looking forward to heading to the sunny southeast for the weekend
sunny
for all
side,
of this.
Yeah. Well, actually, that would be great if the weather plays ball too. We will see you there. Before I let you go, Daniel O'Donnell, your only man for the best ring doorbell voice.
Daniel, you can't come to the door right now.
Actually, not that bad. Dustin is this listener, suggests this listener. Jedward.
Jedward. Throw it out the window.
Liam Neeson for the ring doorbell voice in his Taken tone Tommy Coughlin.
Oh yeah,
accent.
Go on, that'd be great.
Pauline has suggested, go on, answer the door, go on. Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
Father Jack for the doorbell, feck, there's some fecker at the door again. That's actually very good. Yeah, another listener again on Liam Neeson, and Jim in Drogheda tells me, Gerry Adams, the only voice for your doorbell. 087-1400-106. Keep them coming into us. Carlo Sullivan, thanks a million.
See you at the weekend.
For bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday. We'll see you on Friday down at Altogether Now in Waterford.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.